The following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Eliza, and you're listening to the Baseline Hot Takes, where I talk about the newest tennis fashion trends and wild on-court player moments. And welcome back to Baseline Hot Takes. I'm your host, DJ Eliza, and today we're diving deep into the history and a little bit of the coming back of Rafael Nadal and a little bit of him post-retirement and what he's up to now. And today we're with a special guest, one of my very, 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 very good teammates. So we're going to be talking to her. She's played tennis for a while, lots of years now. She's in her last year, she's in her senior year, here on the women's college tennis team. So yeah, we're gonna dive into that with her.
Go.
Okay, so first question, Rafael Nadal started practicing again, like back on the tennis courts. I don't know if you know that or not, but if you didn't, or if you did, what was your first reaction when you heard he was hitting on court again after retiring?
Well, I didn't know he was hitting on court again after retirement, but that sounds freaking amazing. I mean, like, as an athlete that is, like, retired, like, it's just, it gives a little bit of hope, low-key, that he's gonna come back to the sport. But me, in my heart, I feel like he's not. But it's just, it's probably just so nice to, like, maybe being able to see him in some expos and stuff like that. So, yeah, good that he's back.
I agree. And then why do you think people get so emotionally attached to certain athletes like him or, like, Novak Djokovic?
Well, first, it's definitely, like, the performance. And a little bit of, like, identity-wise, like, there are certain countries that are known for, like, being better at certain sports. Like, French is a big, like, sport, like, country that is, like, good in tennis.
Yeah.
And they have, like, their history and stuff, like, England. So I feel like Spain is so known for being, like, good at soccer and good, like, at other sports. That having, like, somebody representing them at tennis, it just gives them, like, sense of identity. And, like, Nadal is just, like, so relatable to people, and he's so humble, and he's so nice, that I feel like that was what made him, like, the people's favorite. And in a time where, like, Roger Federer was, like, dominating everything, and he was just, his personality was so much more approachable.
Yeah, I agree. And then do you think, or I guess you said you don't think he's coming back to tennis, but do you think he's coming back and, like, hitting again because he misses the sport, or do you think it's just, like, for fun, just, like, whatever?
I mean, probably he, No, I'm going to the leadership forum. Yeah, sorry. So I think he definitely, I think it can be a little bit of both. Like, he definitely has to miss his sport. It's something that he did for so long. And that if I was him, like, of course I would miss it. It was a really big part of his life. All the sacrifices that he has to do for the sport and to be able to perform at the highest level.
Yeah.
But also, like, maybe, like, wanting to be in shape has to do with it.
And then do you think if he did return, do you think it would help his legacy or risk hurting it? Or do you think it wouldn't change at all?
I think it depends on the way he returns. If he returns to, like, win, like, Grand Slams and stuff, will definitely be, like, an example. Like, for example, when Michael Jordan and went to play baseball, did really well, and then came back to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, definitely helped at his legacy and, like, the story and how insanely good he was as an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that if Nadal comes back, and like because he just left at like he didn't left in the greatest way, like he wasn't winning when he left.
Yeah.
He left because his body couldn't handle it anymore.
Right.
So if he comes back and he doesn't win, it's just gonna hurt his legacy more than the greater good that it can do.
Yeah, I agree. I also feel like he's coming back a little too because like he didn't maybe like end the way like he wanted to. Like it wasn't really on his terms as of like, you know, probably. Serena or like other people like left like when they wanted to, but
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then why do you think fans get excited when retired athletes show signs of returning back to tennis?
I feel like it's definitely like the challenge of like you're not only worth it as an athlete when you're in your prime and when you're young and you can and it's like be really good in your level. It's also like always that thought of like this is not forever. Sports are not forever. It's like when you're young and have the energy and have the physical ability. I feel like to a lot of fans that grow with these athletes, we get old with them. So definitely that has a lot to do with like the faith that is like if they can, maybe I can, maybe it's not too late to start a new passion or to just like try something new and be really good at it.
Yeah, I agree. Would you like would you prefer for Nadal to come back or would you prefer him to just like stay retired and like end his career and like to be known like how he is known now? Or like would you rather him come back and try again?
I will definitely would love to see him back at the course and see him try it on his own terms. But I don't think he's in the physical conditioning to go and try it again and excel at the highest level and on his terms. So probably just leave it as it is. But I also know there's so much revenue and media that can benefit like his legacy, his academy, and all the things that he's funding if he comes back.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good point. And then if he were to play one more exhibition tournament, what do you think like the crowd energy would be like and what do you think the crowd response would be?
I think all the crowd will be really happy to see him again because again, Nadal was one of like the most loved tennis players by the crowd all over history. Like it's not like other professional athletes that they weren't that loved throughout their career.
Yeah.
Nadal was always one of like the people's favorite. So I feel like the response of the crowd as how it was on his retirement ceremony at Roland Garros, it will be the same any scenario he like goes to. Especially if it's Roland Garros again, I feel like fans will really, really appreciate that. Or even in Spain. Or even Monte Carlo. He was a huge thing in Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
So either one of those scenarios, I feel like the public will take him really well and it will help the history and his legacy and give him some closure.
Yeah, I agree. If he did come back, what tournament would you want to see him play at? Like if he could do one more?
Definitely Roland Garros.
Yeah.
I feel like by being the person that have won most Roland Garros in the men's single side, that's his tournament. It's like saying Roger Federer on Wimbledon. Or saying Djokovic with the Australian Open or the US Open.
Right.
Like, that is like his strength, the thing that he's known the most for. So I will say I would love to see him at Roland Garros. Or either Monte Carlo or Rome, like either of those. I feel clay and Europe is his thing.
I agree. Especially like, anything on clay, to be honest.
Anything on clay.
And then if he like came back, do you think younger fans, like younger than us, would react the same as older fans who got to like more so grow up with him than we did and got to watch him for his entire career?
I think that he can definitely do an impact on younger fans, but it's not gonna be as hard as the people that grow up with him, because they are not gonna see him at his prime. They're not gonna see him winning, and they already have their own superstars like Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner, Holger Rune, Casper Ruud, Zverev. Even though Zverev is kind of like halfway between those two generations.
I love Zverev.
Yeah, but definitely he can impact some young generations, but I don't think he's going to replace the spot that these new superstars have on the youngest sport.
Yeah, I agree. And do you think athletes struggle emotionally after retirement? Or do you think they, like, keep that competitive element within themselves forever?
No, I feel like athletes definitely struggle after retirement, and mostly because that's a label that they were put on. Like, their lives revolve around the sport that they perform. So definitely it has to be something really hard and impactful to move on from all you know for so many years. These athletes start so early in the sport, probably since they were 5 years old. So half of their life they are playing in this sport. So I think it's definitely like really hard for them to retire and accept this new reality and kind of build themselves again as a person.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll be tough. Do you feel like that's how it's going to be when you're done playing tennis or, like, being, like, on a team?
Definitely. I will not put myself at all in the spot of a professional athlete. But it's definitely going to be a loss. It's almost like a mourning period where you're accepting that competitive time is over. That doesn't mean the sport dies for you. You can impact in so many different ways. And if other athletes, a lot of athletes are capable to do it. Like, for example, right now, Conchita Martinez with Mira Andreva, she was a great Spanish tennis player. And then she retired because it was time. And now she's coaching one of the new superstars of this generation. So I don't feel like the sports died. It's definitely like your mourning period and how do you want to be involved in your sport. Maybe you want to coach. Maybe you don't. You only want to play recreational and for fun, like how Roger does it.
Yeah.
But it really depends on you and what role do you want your sport to have on your life.
Right.
But I think that there's so many other things that you can do without having to be a pro athlete in that sport.
Yeah, I agree. And do you think the pressure to stay relevant, like, hits all athletes, or do you think it's only like, the top athletes feel that?
No, I feel like all of us feel it at some sort of level. It just depends on where sports was in your priorities in your life. And if it was about family, career and everything, then it's definitely gonna hit you harder than somebody that for them their priority was their family and their careers outside of the sport.
Yeah,
so it definitely depends on like where your priorities stand on. I do feel that it hits harder when you have conquered and become a legend of this sport, since that is something that is going to carry you for the rest of your life,
right?
Not just for the time you compete.
Right. I totally agree. And then last one, if Nadal came back as a coach, what player that actively plays on tour right now would you want to see him coach? Guy or girl?
I would love to see him coach Jannik Sinner.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow, yeah, I agree.
Because I feel like Alcaraz is not with the same values, even though they're Spanish and they get compared a lot. Alcaraz doesn't have the same values as Nadal in like work ethic,
right,
and like hard work. Alcaraz is so much more like, oh, I want to have more than just tennis. Tennis is so hard for me. I have to sacrifice so many things for tennis, and I don't want to do it. And I don't think that can connect with Nadal's experience on tennis, where he was like all in for tennis. And his uncle was really specific on like, we have a really strong work ethic. We want to work really hard. So I don't feel Alcaraz and Nadal can align in their values and work ethic. Well, I feel like somebody like Jannik Sinner that definitely has the hunger, has the ability to perform at the highest, but it always has like the back from Nadal, from Alcaraz, always have that rivalry. I feel like Nadal can be a really good complement for Jannik, since he also had a really strong rivalry with Roger Federer and Djokovic on the time. So I feel like he can really complement Jannik, and they share more values in common and work ethic.
I agree. I think they would be a really good team, to be honest. I think it would
Yeah.
work. Oh, well, thank you. That was perfect. Thank you, everyone. That was my teammate. Very good teammate. I hope everyone was able to enjoy that. Interesting dive into Rafael Nadal, who I haven't spoke about on any of the episodes so far. And it's a little more interesting because he is, retired, but he's coming back, so, or possibly coming back. He's been hitting on the courts again. But thank you everyone for listening, and I will see you next week for another episode of Baseline Hot Takes with your host, DJ Eliza.